Joining us now with cash grain analysis is Amy Murray of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Have the phones begun ringing today on this little increase on the board?
Yeah, we have seen some farmers selling mostly of old crop and mostly smaller quantities, cleaning some stuff up on this rally here, rewarding the market a little bit.
More corn than beans, or?
Actually, more beans than corn today.
More beans than corn today.
Yeah, but a decent amount of corn, too. Like I said, nothing too extreme, a little bit smaller quantities, but we are making some purchases today.
When people talk about new crop sales and contemplate making them, what kind of numbers are they sharing with you where they want to be?
You know, I think everybody's hoping to get a 6 in front of that D13 number. You know, we're not too far away from that now. I'm probably a little bit closer than that at this point. And, you know, 6 and 13 are the magic numbers today. We're sitting at 584 D's futures and 1286 on the no futures. So close enough to keep those within reach.
On the board or cash?
On the board.
So the question is then with this pop, and there's some thinking that we could rally for another couple of weeks in a sideways to slightly higher grind with some setbacks. Does the basis tag along?
You know, I think basis is probably going to be doing some of the work, particularly in the old crop. It's probably not going to do too terribly much in the new crop at this point, not knowing what our supply situation is going to be going forward. But old crop basis levels should remain supportive, especially given at least the local supply out there.
Well, it did appear that when you started to break down that quarterly grain stocks report, you said, my oh my, is Illinois corn and soybean deficient?
Right. No doubt about that. And we've seen, you know, incremental improvements, you know, both in the processor and in the rail markets here. So
at the end of the day, then where are we left? I mean, what kind of rallying potential do you think that basis has over the next 14 days?
Over the next 14 days, I'd say, you know, it's not going to be anything major, but, you know, maybe anywhere in the 2 to 10 cent range, but of positive improvement, I would say. You know, I'm not looking for a 50 cent swing over the next 2 weeks by any means, but we are, you know, coming to terms with the fact that there's not a lot out there.
Your prices then, please.
7.45 January corn, which is 21 above a March. 7.47 for February. 7.49 for March. April, May, 7.53. June, July, 7.44. New crop fall is at 564, Jan 14, 574. Cash beans today, 1437. February, March, 1428. April, May, 1413. June, July, 1407. New crop fall across the scale is at 1261. January, 14 beans at 1273. Cash wheat today at 739 with new crop July delivered to Champaign at 757.
Thank you much, Amy.
Thank you.
That's Amy Murray of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. In 2 minutes, I'll be back with a look at agricultural weather.